With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. After peaking in 2013, U.S. net farm income has trended lower over the last 5 years. While national-level data are important and often cited, the impacts of the farm economy slowdown have varied by commodity and geography. Tariffs have certainly not helped the problem either. Veronica Nye is with the American Farm Bureau and says she expects that volatility will continue.
What I think multiple rounds of tariffs with China and with some of our other trading partners suggest is that we should be prepared for increased volatility into the future. That's something I know that's frustrating because it's outside of farmers and ranchers' control, but it certainly looks to be a mainstay as we continue to deal with these trade and tariff wars.
And Pat Westhoff with the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute says there could be more difficult days ahead.
So it's making it more important for producers to think about ways that they can try to keep down their costs and do things to try to maintain their returns as best they can in this kind of an environment. Risk management will be more important than it's ever been before because of that. And also, of course, as we make these farm program choices, that we make the best choice possible for a particular operation.
The USDA's Economic Research Service publishes state-level estimates of net farm income. The report says at the national level, net farm income has declined 42%. In the West, states hit hardest include Colorado, Idaho, and Nevada. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.